In today's episode, Laura and I will be discussing the importance of learning how to say no.
Welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt. Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
My name is Tina Mason, and Laura and I challenge you to join us in believing in your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment. We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?
So, Laura, what are we going to talk about today?
No. Learning to say no.
It looks like you're really good at it.
I have improved.
Well, you are doing absolutely wonderfully, I think.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. So why is it that we do have such a hard time saying no?
We want to please our people pleasers. People pleasers. We don't want to be looked down in society as rude, or usually that's what you get is rude, or why won't you help me? Why is it so hard? I just ask you to watch my kids or to take me to the store, even though you've been, you know, working all day, or I don't know what the reasoning is.
Well, and a lot of times I feel like societally, we absolutely 100% are taught not to ever say no, that it's rude, and that it's, if we are kind, loving Christians, mm-hmm. that we don't say no.
No.
Right?
No.
We don't say no. No to helping people. But we oftentimes hurt ourselves in the process. We work a 24-hour work week, or
24.
Sorry.
I want to work 24.
We work, like a 12-hour work day. We come home. We still need to cook and clean and care for the kids and give people mm-hmm. rides. And then our neighbor says, hey, do you mind taking my trash out to the road? Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, it's no big deal, right? And then, someone calls and says, hey, when you pick up your daughter, can you pick up my daughter too
and
drop
her
off at home? And you're like, oh, it's no big deal. But all of those no big deals start to create a lot of your time.
Yes.
And a lot
and
of
energy.
Your energy. And, saying no is a skill that many, many, most, I would say most people struggle with, mm-hmm. right? Just because societally we have been taught.
Except my son.
Breyer is excellent.
He is excellent at saying no.
As a matter of fact, I'm feeling like we should have him on as a guest. Let's have him call in, huh?
Call in.
But it is something that most people really, really struggle with. And would you believe that many people actually in therapy are able to trace back some of their anxiety and stress and their propensity to overwork back to their difficulty and or utter inability to say no?
Wow.
Yeah, people overcommit to a range of things and often feel like they have to say yes to every opportunity that might come their way, mm-hmm. And however, we have to remember that every choice we make comes with a financial, a time and energetic cost. We forget that to our detriment.
Yes.
It's just one more thing. And even though it's just one more thing, that one more thing 20 times means you're not going to bed until 3.
Yeah. Or, you committed a while back and then that day was ridiculous. And then how do you get out of it?
Yeah.
When you're like, I don't have the energy and it's hurting on, it's heavy on you. And it's happened to me before. Like somebody asked me to commit to something and I said yes at the time. And then when the day arrived, I'm like, oh, I don't want to.
It didn't seem
and
so.
And I don't want to lie and be like, I can't because that's not true. I just don't want to.
Exactly. I've had a really long day. Well, and I think that a lot of times because when someone says no to us, oftentimes we take it personal, or we're afraid that they will take it personal. But if we explain our situation, hey, when you mentioned it, when you said, hey, this, you know, let's, would you, can you help me with this? I was all about it.
Yeah.
And then this morning, my dog threw up on the carpet and I had to take the dog to the vet, work a full day. Then my kid got sick and apparently the dog and the kid both have the flu. And now I have to vacuum, you know, get the carpet cleaner out. And if somebody just explains that to me, I don't take it as a no per se.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I take it as that's life.
Yeah. But I've been sort of telling people, say no, and you don't have to give an excuse.
You absolutely don't.
You know, they might take it personally, like you said, and if you want to, you can give that excuse, but at the same time, you don't have to feel the obligation, you know, can you do this? No, I can't.
Well, and I feel like, though, if you have committed to it.
Correct, and why you're backing out. Yeah. But in the moment, I don't owe anybody an explanation of why I said no.
No, you absolutely do not, because that's your path, and it is 100% societal.
Yeah.
Because it is society that has taught us that we can't say no.
Yeah.
And
don't be selfish.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't be selfish. I think that it is, you know, you go to that space of, you know, if you give someone a fish, they'll eat for one night. Mm-hmm. If you teach someone how to fish, then they can feed themselves.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times we have this small majority of society who constantly is always asking for help. And then this huge amount of society who has been taught that it's rude to say no. And so how are they getting better?
Yeah.
How are they improving their life?
Yeah. And people struggle to say no for many, many reasons.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Just the socializations. You can't say no to people. Expectations from friends and family, the big one. How can you say no to your own family?
Well, but let's go to those expectations of friends and family. Who sets those expectations?
Society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we can allow that or not.
Yeah. That's our whole reason for who said you have to.
Exactly. Who said you have to.
Yeah, and the fear of missing out. That used to be me. Like
FOMO.
Yeah. I love going out and doing things. And
what?
Yes. And you always say no. And I don't and I don't get offended because I know you enjoy.
I have no problem saying no.
Yes. And I love going out to the movies, hiking, whatever, socializing. But I've had to back off of that because some of it was the fear. I was like, oh my gosh, what if, you know, this is the most amazing thing and I'm going to miss out. I got to go. And now it's more like, it'll come back around and I'll do it, you know. And so I've been learning to get rid of the FOMO.
Exactly.
You know, and then just the structural commitments, keeping up with, you know, rules such as work, childcare, carpooling, et cetera.
Right. And, you know, people can express a very wide range of worries when they consider saying no to something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the common worries are, you know, not knowing when, you know, like, when is it okay to say no? When is it okay not to say no? Being unsure how to politely say no.
Yeah.
You know, and
you just say, hell no.
There you go.
So polite.
And also, you know, being worried about how no one will, like, that it won't be received. Worrying that people will become upset or angry when they receive a no. And then, of course, what I think almost every human on this earth who is not a narcissist fears is fear of abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I say no, they're not going to want to be in my life. If I don't cater to them, if I don't do everything for
that
them,
they want to do. Yeah.
That then they're going to, I won't be accepted in their world, right? And
I mean, no.
Quite frankly, if that is, if providing your time, money, and energy is what is required for that person to be your friend or be in your life, it's probably not a healthy space to be anyways.
No, gosh, no.
What was that?
Run.
What was
no.
That? What?
No.
What? You're so really good at that.
I know. And just remember, a good boundary to hold is knowing when you can't control someone's reaction to your no.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that one. You can say no. Some people will take it well. You cannot control how someone else is going to take it. The only control that we have is carefully assessing the no. Right. And offering it respectfully.
Exactly.
And politely.
Polite and respectful.
We'll take rid of the hell no. Okay. And then just allow the other people to experience and process the feelings without making it your responsibility.
Yeah.
So if they say no, well, sorry, you know, sorry, I'm not sorry because that's on you.
Well, and it's really important to realize that we're only responsible for ourselves.
Yes.
And honestly, how it is taken is none of our business. Mm-hmm. It is our responsibility to say, if we're going to say no, to say no in a polite and respectful manner. Mm-hmm. How it's taken is none of our business.
Yeah.
And if they want to ask you why and you choose to answer, then okay, yeah, that's fine. You, yeah. That's absolutely fine.
And if somebody does get unreasonable about your no, that's even more of a reason to like set up a boundaries and say no more often to them. If they're going to get pissy with my no, then you're probably always going to get a no.
Well, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of that story we talked about, that woman and her mother-in-law. She called her mother-in-law Mrs. Psycho.
Yes.
Everything was great and everything was wonderful. She was miserable. The girl was miserable, yes. But the mother-in-law was very nice to her and did all these nice things for her.
Until
they had a baby and she said no.
Yeah.
And then she literally turned into what they called Mrs. Psycho.
Yeah.
Because she was no longer getting what she wanted. And you know, if you've set up a parameter with someone where you fear that they're going to, you know, you've said yes, 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 mm-hmm. out of fear.
Yes.
Right. And you fear that that's going to set them off, then your first no should be in a public place.
Yes.
And have support with you. And have other people with you.
To me, some of the biggest no's are really with our family, actually.
It really is. Because
some
it's
of the
a,
biggest. Because you're, it, it's like
it's
we said.
Set up from birth.
Yeah. And that just that expectation. It's my family. I have to do it.
Yes.
Well, I can't say no to my family. It's my in-laws. I have to do it, or, you know.
But blood isn't ownership.
Correct. But I think that's, I personally think that's where the biggest difficulties come in.
Yeah, I agree. And then also when you get into school and bullying, mm-hmm. and, you know, when you say no to the cool kids or, you know, I mean, how many teen movies are there out there where someone said no to the cool kids to
stand up for themselves,
break into a place or whatever. And they're mm-hmm. like, oh, you're such a wimp. You're such a this or, you know, whatever. And I know as a kid, that is heartbreaking. And it is, you feel like it's the end of the world because the cool kids aren't going to like you.
Yeah.
But I promise you, it will make your life so much better.
Yeah.
to be able to live the life you choose.
Yeah.
Hello, amazing listeners. Sorry for the interruption, but Laura and I wanted to ask for your help.
There is this cool program that we use called Patreon. When you sign up for Patreon under Who Said You Have To, you will get exclusive gifts from Tina and me.
For as little as $5 a month, you can get bonus content, live videos with Laura and me, which coffee and wine.
Fully clothed.
As well as an awesome Who Said You Have To sticker.
Another way to help us is to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews are how we grow our listenership.
Laura and I love doing this podcast, and we truly appreciate all of your support.
Now, back to the show.
What should you ask yourself to, you know, assess saying no to a person? Like,
well, there's several things. So for me, you know, the very first thing that I, in myself, I'm like, okay, will this add value to my life? Mm-hmm. Do I want to do this? Is this something that is going to, it's really is no big deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if, hey, can you give my kid, a ride from the house to her theater, which is 3 blocks from mm-hmm. our office, and I'm going to the office. Yeah, that's no big deal. It's not, it's literally on my way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I enjoy conversations with your daughter. So do I want to do this? Yes. Will it add value to my life? Yes. Emma always adds value to my life. You know, do I have the time, the energy, the money for it at this moment? Mm-hmm. Is this going to make my family or myself suffer?
Yeah.
You know, if I do this, am I going to have to then take off a day of work so that I can rest?
That's repercussions.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Because now we have the financial cost, the energetic cost. You know, am I going to, if I normally make dinner for my family, am I not going to be able to do
and
that?
Time is precious. To me, it is. Ooh, very precious.
You and me both.
And it seems to be flying lately. So even more.
Yes. And I think the really big important one, kind of like we were just talking about with the kids, right, is this in alignment with my values?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Is this something that I would do for myself? Like, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you know,
or would I expect somebody to do this as well, right?
Exactly. That's a big one. Is, I think a lot of times people will ask other people to do things because they morally don't want to do it, you know?
Yes.
And so, Laura, can you, like, what do you think some of the main things to consider are when you're saying no? Like, what do you consider?
Yeah, it mostly probably the context of the relationship, like how close is this relationship? I struggle a little bit with that one because I don't even think that one really matters.
I'm going to 100% agree with you.
The request being made or the opportunity being offered and what we want to say no to, right? We might want to say no to part of it, but not the other part. Like, can you take my daughter to the theater and feed her dinner? Well, I don't have time or the money to feed her dinner, but I can take her to the theater.
And is it okay to do that?
Of course. I mean, why not? Who said you have to?
Because it's always okay to say no. No is a complete sentence. No is an absolute complete sentence.
Yeah, the one that it states that how close the relationship is. I mean, I don't think that should matter. On the contrary.
Agreed. I think that you should be able to be more open with those that you are closest with.
No fear. Yeah. You know, no fear of how they're going to take it.
Absolutely. And, you know, some people find it easier to say no to people that are close to them because they know that the response that they receive, that some people believe that being in a close relationship means to self-sacrifice, right? To always be there and support someone. And in general, the closer the relationship, the more likely it is that we will want to be there for them.
Yeah.
But this does not mean that we don't ever say no. It is probably even more essential to have good boundaries with the people that are closest to us so that we can maintain that healthy and long-lasting relationship. Because the bottom line is that, you know, if my sweet, loving, amazing husband, I know that he would enjoy alone time with me every single day when I get home from work. My job is tough. Emotionally.
Yeah.
And my job is I expel a great deal of energy. I would literally have to say no every single day, you know, but he's also, and this is important, he is respectful of the fact that he knows when I get home from work, I'm exhausted. He's respectful of that. And he will say, hey, can I, you know, do you want something, you need something to drink? Or I know you're going to probably go sit outside and decompress, you know, let me know when you're ready to talk. So I am a lot more likely to say yes to him. Because of the fact that
he respects those boundaries.
Because he is respectful of that. But when you have those people, and pay attention to this, when you have those people in your life that have zero respect for those boundaries and are always asking you to do things and they have no problem saying no to you when you need help. Maybe that's something to take a little look at.
That happens
at it.
A lot.
And so, Laura, can you give us some relationship maintaining ways to say no? How you can say no to people that you're close to?
So you say, thank you, but that is not for me. Or thank you, but no. And I don't know about the thing. I guess it depends on the question, right? They're not going to say, can you take my kid? Oh, thanks, but no. but more of, I think that's more along the, like, invitation wise, like, can you come to this party or let's all go out here? Thank you, but that's not for me. Yeah. You know, a lot of time I invite you to places. You're like, no, I don't do pools, right? I don't do public pools, right?
Yeah, I have no desire to be in public in a bathing suit.
Shut up. But you always tell
Nor does the public desire me to be there in a bathing suit.
You always tell me thanks for the invitation, but that's not for me.
Yeah, that's just not my thing. So, no, I absolutely agree. And so I read this one and I have to read it to you because I was imagining you saying this.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
That's a lovely offer, but I have overcommitted and can't fit that in at the moment. Can we try that next month?
Oh, shit. Can we try next year?
Can we do next millennium?
Yeah. How about next lifetime?
And the thing is that we, like you said before, no is a complete sentence. Yeah. And we don't have to give a reason.
Yeah, just no.
You know, no.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good one to use when you don't want to do something, but because you don't have the time or the energy, whatever. But you can also say, like, I don't mean to offend, but my bucket is full.
Yeah, there you go.
My cup is overflowing and I can't take that on right now.
Or, you know what? I don't have the mental capacity to go there right now.
Yeah, I've had to do that. There's days when I also leave work and my brain is fried and my husband would like to discuss something. And I'm like, oh, my brain? No, I can't right now. Exactly. And in the beginning, I could see him sort of be like, and he's learned now, like, okay, she's going to doze off, right? She's going to go into oblivion and not pay attention. So he knows to bring it up at another time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, sometimes it's, we have something else, you know, going on. It's, I wouldn't say that if I didn't have something else going on, but I do understand that, you know, some people, they call it a social white lie, to avoid saying no. I totally disagree with that. Yeah. You should not, because you're starting to train yourself to lie instead of stand. Yeah.
But people can't really get away with lies anymore these days. Because like if somebody invited you and you just said, no, I want to stay home. And then another invitation came out that was better and you did go out. It's all over social media. So
point taken.
You can't use that one anymore. Because I've even like ran into people before that have been like, oh, no, I'm just going to stay home and, you know, cuddle with a cat. And then I go out and I see them somewhere. Right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what was
you know,
that all
I
about?
Had that happen in my early 20s. I had this guy and he invited me to, remember Mark Chestnut? Like
Mark Chestnut?
Mark Chestnut was a country western singer.
Kenny Chestnut?
No, his name was Mark Chestnut.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm older than you. And he was only...
Oh my God, you're like 3 years old.
And he's, but he was, you know, he was really big for a brief period of time. But anyway, so this guy invited me to go to this concert with him. He had like front row seats and he was a nice guy and everything. And so I was like, yeah, I'd love to. And so I went to the concert and he was very like handsy, like I was his girlfriend. Yeah. And Mark Chestnut at one point, I mean, we had a connection.
Oh my God.
We made
eye. He bring you up on stage like Bruce Springsteen.
I could tell he really wanted to, but this guy
had the control.
Was like holding on to me in this like bear hug almost, you know? And I'm like, okay, so here's, and
Come
I did
down now.
Well, and I wasn't, I had not learned boundaries and how to, because, you know, I was still in that mindset of, well, he paid for the ticket, so I have
He's
to.
He's going
to
get lobster, huh?
I have to let him manhandle me, right? He now has ownership of me, you know? Anyway, so it was so off-putting that I literally like texted one of my friends and I was like, hey, so meet me at my house in like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell this guy that I don't feel good and I need to go home. Right. But I don't want to go home. I'm all jazzed up after this concert. I did that. And I went, you know, oh yeah. No, better not kiss you goodnight because feel a little nauseous. And so she comes and picks me up and we go out to this bar and I'm just having a grand old time,
Grand old time.
Well, you know, that was back in the swing days where you like did swing dancing and everything. And all of a sudden I feel this little tap on my shoulder and I turn around and he goes, stomach feeling better?
You should have just puked all over him.
And I just looked at him and I said, yes, thank you. And just turned around. Isn't that horrible?
Oh.
When I should have just said, dude, you stop manhandling me.
Back off.
You know, you invited me. I said yes. I owe you nothing.
Yeah.
So sorry, we got off on a little tangent there.
So learning to say no. I just want to go home. Yeah.
There you go.
And another thing you can do is like, you know, I can't take care of that, you know, bake stall that you have, but I can bring a cake to help you donate it. So that option that I said earlier, like accepting one part of it, but not the rest of it.
Right.
We're going on to next one.
So this one is, you know, sometimes we're simply just not the best person for the role or can't offer what they're needing, right? It's just not something. It'd be like, you know, if you were to say to me, hey, Tina, can you go on a 10-mile hike with me?
Of course. Can you teach my next yoga class?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, this isn't going to happen, right? And so, but I would be willing to say, you know, hey, that's a little more than what I'm capable of, right? You know, I would be happy to watch your dog while you do it.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you and I are very close and I would want to help you. Or, hey, if you want to go and do that with Lance, I'll watch Emma or whatever, you know, because I know Lance would do something like that with you, you know. You know, a lot of times people will do, my daughters call it trauma dumping. Mm-hmm. Right. And both of them always tell me, they're like, I don't know what it is. As soon as I get on a plane or in any kind of like public transport mm-hmm. or anything, I instantly, people next to me start trauma dumping.
Oh, yeah.
Me,
yeah.
Just start spewing out their whole life. And I think that happens more often than, I mean, obviously because of what I do for a living, mm-hmm. it happens to me all the time.
All the time.
But yeah, people just feel this need to, they're not asking you, hey, do you have a minute to listen to my problems? They just
trauma dump. Yeah.
And it is okay to say no. Mm-hmm. That's really unfortunate that all of that stuff happened to you, but I'm not in a mental space to be able to hear
give
about
you psychological
this.
Psychological help, yeah.
And I'm not a doctor, or I'm not a therapist, yeah. or I'm not.
The worst is when you have to repeatedly say no and you have your headphones in and you have to take them out and say, excuse me, and they talk to you and then you put your headphones back in and then they talk to you again. And you're like, no, back yeah, it up.
Exactly. And that would be a good thing to say, look, I have my headphones in and I'm listening to something that I'm mm-hmm. really enjoying. I'm not trying to be unkind or rude to you, but I don't choose to have this conversation. And you put the headphones back in mm-hmm. and then if they continue, that's on them.
Right? I never understood those people that continually do that to me. Like, do you not? And I like pull my hair back to make my headphones visible. But anywho.
And it's totally okay to just say, look, I don't think I'm the best person to help you with that. I'm sorry. You know, and I, of course, I wouldn't say I'm sorry. I would say, unfortunately.
Sometimes I use my Spanish. I'm like, no hablo inglés. True story. Or in Argentina, I would use my English. Man, I don't speak Spanish. Sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, we just need to make it simple and honest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. I mean, just there is no need to go into any big, long explanation because yeah. again, no is a complete sentence.
Yeah. And they're one that says, I'm sorry, I can't help with that, but I think you will do a great job yourself. Perhaps talk it over later. That's basically saying like, fuck off. You go have fun with that. You're going to do great. Right.
Well, and I think
it's a compromise. Like you don't want them to be, you know, feel like someone's be too dependent. Right. And asking you for support for things that they can do themselves.
Exactly.
That person that's always asking like, hey, because they just don't want to do the full event or whatever it is they're asking for just by themselves.
So we're going
to. You can do that. You can handle it quite well on your own.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of times, you know, people say, well, no, I can say no. I say no all the time. And, you know, I think people don't realize how truly hard sometimes it is to say no. Mm-hmm. I'm very good at it, but I have practiced because
set up your boundaries.
Because of what I do for a living, I have to have those boundaries. So it's something that I have practiced now for years. And
yeah, if you didn't know how to say no, you would be on the phone 24/7 or with people in your office 24/7.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And so I had to have those boundaries because in the beginning, I didn't have mm-hmm. boundaries because I was still I was still healing for my own ego.
Yeah.
Right. And but now that I do have that, it takes a huge weight off of me and off of my family. So, Laura, I want you to, if you would, will you give all of our listeners a little help with how, like, give them a scenario of how to see how hard it is to say no, like give them.
Oh yeah. We did this once for a women's luncheon that we had and we tried it out with them and it was harder than you think, you know, and what we did, we just had them practice like asking for the easiest mm-hmm. thing. One of them was like, can you hand me that bottle of water over there? And it was hard for them to say no. Mm-hmm. So hard in the simplest of contexts. They're like, why can't I just pass it to her? And then it's like, no, you're say no.
Yeah.
Do it.
Say no.
Yeah. And without, and some of them tried to give explanations and I was like, no, it's just yep. no.
Full sentence. No.
Full sentence. No.
And
can I borrow your shoes? No. Well, why not? Because no.
And as they got better and better and better at it, mm-hmm. then we started making it harder and yes. harder where we would do things like I would say, do you think I'm pretty? Mm-hmm. And ooh.
Yeah,
they had such a hard time saying no. And then, you know, do you think I'm of value?
Yeah, saying no is one of the hardest things sometimes, especially when you're asking something personal about yourself, right? People don't want to say no, you're not of value.
Yeah.
Or no, you're not pretty. Of course, I don't ask people if they think I'm pretty, but.
Well, you just, I mean, it's, we don't want to hurt
if you are a kind human, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Yes.
But it is so important for us to learn to say no for our own well-being, because that's how you start to set those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. For your own sanity.
For your, oh, definitely so. Definitely so. So I guess what I hope everybody takes from today is that saying no isn't selfish. It's not unkind. It is self-love. And that doesn't mean saying no to everything is self-love. What I'm saying is ask your body. The human body can't lie. Ask your body, am I okay with this? Do I want to do this? Am I okay with this? And it's okay.
Yeah. And you don't have to answer immediately to every people's request. Take your time. You know,
exactly.
Take your time and, like Tina said, just listen to your body. Is this something I want to do? Something I don't want to do? And like we spoke earlier, you know, it's your time. It's your money investment. It's several other things, not just, you know, you helping somebody out. It's a physical, emotional, and monetary toll sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is your choice. And you can take as much time as you choose. So
say no. Just like they taught us in high school, just say no.
There you go. I hope everybody has a great rest of their week.
Peace. If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
Who said you have to?